8:56, 38 degrees. Time to check on ag markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain market's under some pressure this morning. I think we've got a couple of things that have provided the downside action. First, we've seen a big surge in the U.S. dollar. And the second thing is we saw really pretty pitiful export bookings across the board, corn, wheat, and beans. We're used to seeing that in the wheat, but we sure got low export bookings in corn and beans as well. Looking at prices, December corn nearby at 371, that's down 3.25 cents. Pretty good support at 370 area. We tried 370.25 so far overnight. March corn, 383.25, that's down 3.25. New crop December, 402.5, down 2 cents. On the bean side of things, Brian, we're seeing November beans at 873, that's down 12.75. January, 887.5, down 12.25. We've got the new crop November beans at 934.75, that's a dime lower. Meal prices are down $5 to $3 with the active December meal at 3.18 and 60 cents. That's down $5.10. The December bean oil at 29.30 is down 26. The wheat market's holding together reasonably well, despite the fact that Russia continues to undercut sales to other to foreign buyers, and they're foregoing U.S. wheat buys. December wheat in Chicago at 513.5, that's down 4 cents. New crop July, 551.5, down 3. New crop KC wheat at 560 is also 3 lower. We're seeing the livestock markets kind of mixed this morning. We've got the December live cattle at 117.22, down 15 cents. The November feeders at 153.87, up 52. The D's hogs lower again, 53.52. That's down $1.20. Keep in mind that Friday we do have a cattle on feed report. We're looking for numbers to be up a hair. This would be very consistent with what the market action's been telling us. No cash cattle action really to speak of this week. A little bit of early week sales in the northern corn belt at a dollar to two lower. On the metal side of things, we're down just a hair. The crude oil's been a big story this week. We're down again this morning. November crude at 68.90. That's down 85 cents. We broke through a lot of support at the $70 level. The next downside objective is that $68 area. The dollar index is smoking hot today, 95.42. That's up 12 cents on the December index. Again, we've got a number of things coming together here. There is some positive talk about getting talks restarted with Japan on trade issues after the U.S. left the TPP earlier this year. The on and off again ideas that we could come together with some resolution with China seems to be on the off position this morning. Keep in mind that we have seen a collapsing corn market in France this week. That doesn't bode well for seeing a lot of strength here right now in the corn. Be interesting to see how much harvest activity actually is able to take place in Nebraska and Iowa, two states that are way behind. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. In your forecast today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 59 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.